Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, to help us take a look at this conversation, now we're joined by Head of Retail Investments at Nedbank, Babalwa Nokenge, to give us some detail into a segment tracker research that was conducted by Nedbank and highlighted that people have a strong desire to secure their financial futures through savings, but sometimes it's tough. Babalwa, such a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Gugu.
Fantastic. I guess first things first, maybe let's start off with this research and how it was conducted to help us understand the objectives of understanding South African savings habits.
So I think you alluded to it in your opening remarks that because of the high cost of living, you know, we typically hear a narrative around how the high cost of living is affecting disposable incomes. However, if you scratch a little bit beneath the surface, you do see that there are South Africans who understand that high interest rates for those who have funds available to put away do present opportunities. Because a financial wellness or wealth building journey is in cycles. So for those people who perhaps are not as indebted as the average person, who are perhaps sitting on a windfall or a bonus or savings achieved through reduction of expenditure, there are signs that show that South Africans have dreams and actually want to be able to rely on the power of the money that they've set aside to deal with life's unexpected emergencies.
So it does seem as though we want to save, we're keen to make sure we have a successful financial future, but your research shows that our incomes are really under pressure.
I think that is not out of kilter with the guidance that the likes of the Reserve Banks have issued and the fact that in real terms, the economy of South Africa hasn't really grown. But Gugu, I think I am very encouraged by the outcomes of our research because it shows that adults or grown-ups are showing that we are able, with a little bit of effort and not requiring too much money, to thank ourselves so that life doesn't just become about the drudgery of paying bills and just making ends meet, but actually about achieving our financial goals.
Talk us through the numbers, especially when it comes to the different income groups, because we typically think, the more money you have, the more money you can save. But there's an interesting dynamic here. And maybe you can talk us through the various income scales.
I think regardless of where you are on the income scales, saving and growing wealth is about developing a muscle, because across all the banks, not just Nedbanks, the amounts that are required for you to start your investments are fairly within reach of the normal person. And so then it becomes a matter of, so if you think, for example, to make a relatable example, at the very high end, where a wealthy person might have been used to having imported salmon for a protein, you know, that person, just by making a small adjustment to their protein intake and perhaps using a plant-based one, can use the difference in that, in those funds, to put money away. And so it goes that for those perhaps at the lower end of the scale, instead of frequenting takeaway spots, to focus more on maybe growing food and eating more at home. So regardless of whether people are at a high or at a lower wealth scale, with slight changes in habits and accessible products such as the Nedbank Just Invest, there are opportunities for anyone really to earn healthy interest rates, particularly when their debts are under control.
And I guess this also speaks to the kind of financial pressure that people are under. As you say, it's not only the day-to-day commitments of expenses, but also understanding debt. And I'm keen to understand, you know, short-term debt and the impact that it has on many South Africans, because typically this kind of debt is also more expensive, right?
It definitely is. And that is why it's important to make sure that we have budgeting tools that we use to allocate, to make sure that not all of our disposable income goes towards the debt. In other words, live without what we cannot afford today and aim to save from a minimum of 50%. To allocate a minimum of 50% to living expenses and foregoing immediate pleasures for the the benefit of being able to save for those unforeseen expenses. And so one can use a 50, 20, 30 sort of rule in order to ensure that there is some money that they put aside, because it is important to have that feeling of building towards something so that one does not feel that they are living just for living expenses, which go up every day. And the truth, Gugu, is that we are probably not going to be in a position very soon where salaries outpace the cost of living. However, we, with small changes and with small amount, it's like developing a muscle, and it just takes something like simple budgeting tools and a little bit of discipline to be able to partake in the savings culture.
I'm so glad you referred to the particular budgeting model that one can implement, because there's a variety of options that folks can consider, right?
Correct. And if in 1 year, for example, things are hard, maybe you find that due to a fast pace of inflation, it's not possible to limit spending on living expenses to only 50%. And so we can give, you know, ourselves the allowance to say, you know, for the next 6 months, my 65% of my income goes towards living expenses. But only if we track it do we know when the tide turns, if there's a little bit of a windfall, that we can try and reduce again and ensure that our living expenses come closer to 50%, if not below, so that the differential can go towards saving. So budgeting is not just about telling us how to spend our money, but how to make adjustments in order to take advantage of gaps that come as a result of windfalls towards the end of putting aside money for ourselves, our dreams, and saving for rainy days.
And this is really important, because then it gives us a better understanding as we, you know, head towards the last 6 months of the year. This is typically where things do pick up in terms of expenses for many South Africans. And I can imagine, Babalwa, it's Black Friday coming up, then it's the festive season and December holidays. Then after that, we definitely know it's all back to school. And it's the usual cycle and rigmarole that we all know. But I guess the energy and the excitement always gets the better of us. So now that we're in the midst of July, which is National Savings Month, how best should we be preparing for the short to medium term?
I think it is to acknowledge that we have December, whether you have a big family or not, you know, that is a time that typically, because of entertainment and the holidays, requires spending from almost all of us. And so to know that we don't necessarily need to put all of our eggs in one basket, let us have a December basket. Whether you save through a Stokvel or a group savings scheme with some friends for December, have your own personal wallet, which you get free with a check account for the shortfalls that you expect in December. It's also a tactic that people have used where they have paid extra from July until the end of the year towards things such as their utilities in order to save the amount that would have been typically going off maybe by debit order in January. There are many ways to skin this cat.
You were giving us some perspective on preparation between the short to medium term. And I'm tempted as well, Babalwa, as we've highlighted, July is National Savings Month, and you do take care of, retail investments. At Nedbank, this does give us a wonderful opportunity for us just to take a step back and look at, yes, we might be saving, but what products are we saving it, or what items are we reviewing, and what kind of conversations are we having with our financial advisors before we even take the big step to put some significant capital away?
So the most important thing here is to match our goals with the type of products that we go and inquire about.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if we know that we need to put money aside that we want to access within the day, it's important that you make sure that you put that money in a product that really will enable you to access it within 24 hours. For example, if you are planning to replace your tires or an emergency, you don't really want to be, for example, in a fixed type of deposit product, because those typically go with notice periods of anything from a month, 3 months, 6 months onwards. those typically are suitable for more longer term goals. So for example, for the person who says, I know that I have been eyeing a big ticket item around Black Friday, it's important to make sure that the savings product or the investment product that you use is something that is not going to lead you into penalties should you want to make use of those funds come November. And so it's really about matching a goal, a savings goal, with the type of product that one does use at the end of the day.
Definitely. Very important. So as you say, you've given us some key tools to remember as we wrap up today's conversation, and themes that we do need to be mindful of. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Babalwa. Really looking forward to hearing more from you in the days to come. This is where I get excited, all about tax-free savings account, using unit trust, ETFs, finding the right product and understanding the contents, right? And how those products are set up to help you build more wealth. Thank you again for your time.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Babalwa Nongenge is head of retail investments at Nedbank. It's 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. Do share your voice notes with us before we wrap up the show. 063-688-0959. Let us know your thoughts on the wide variety of conversations we've been hosting this evening. Talking about the fact that we want to save, but it's a struggle. Also spoke a few moments ago around the residential property space in South Africa and, of course, where some of the opportunity might be lying at the moment.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.